Hello, and welcome to Uneducated Reviews, where we typically review things that we're uneducated on, such as movies, TV shows, and maybe even one day, products.
So, we're doing a random today.
Is that it?
Wait, what?
Is that the whole intro?
Yeah, that's the whole intro.
Zoe, what do you think the intro is?
We review music and
and televisions. We and review podcasts. Television
and we review other podcasts. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's because usually you intro the movie. That's why it seems longer every single time. But I guess you know it's random.
So you looked really at me like I interrupted him. Yeah, you were like
"How dare you?"
You're like, "This is a rite of passage."
Yeah, this is why I say it's time.
So I have, for this random podcast, a question.
Yes.
I know the answer for me is yes, I've done it multiple times. But my question is, has anybody else been free running / parkouring? But free running just means you run like a fucking animal through the woods.
No.
Yes. But me and Kevin pretending to know like what we're doing. Not that we actually knew what we were doing.
Okay, so Isaiah, is that a no from you as well?
Okay.
Why does that have to be through the woods?
Free running is when you run through, like, the woods, like a natural environment. Parkour is getting from point A to point B through whatever environment. So that would be buildings and stuff.
I'm scared of the woods.
I definitely have not gone free running. And I definitely haven't gone parkouring either. However, I will say, when I worked at the pool... I would go up to random things and like
I could jump
do a tiny hop off of it, and sometimes if I was feeling fancy, throw in a spin and just yell parkour.
That's good. That's good.
That's about it. That's my parkour experience.
I have quite a few free running stories because I've been free running quite a bit, and I just want to say that shit gets wild. And I don't want to say it was parkour, but it was like extreme manhunt, and I have some stories about that.
Yeah, but I've been chased, I guess.
I've been chased!
I wouldn't say I was just running out of the goodness of my heart.
When I went to Texas, I would go to Airsoft Wars, and I almost fucking, where the wild things are, fucking myself, okay? I almost fell into a bayou and drowned, okay? So, is it where the wild
is
things
the
are?
Plot of the wild?
No, no, that's the bridge to Terabithia. I almost bridged to Terabithia in my ass, okay? I almost took myself out.
She fell into a river,
soundtrack
right?
In the background.
Listen, it's a bayou, and I fell in it almost like twice, and both times some high school boys that were around me grabbed me and pulled me out, and I was like, oh, hi, thanks, Kyle, and I would leave. But when I got to Florida, I didn't account for the swampy marsh that's here, and I fell off a almost about 10-foot tall kind of like tree branch, like it broke and I fell off it straight into the swamp. And at first I was like, ew, yuck, but then I was like, oh shit, gators. I had to force my way out, and it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done.
I don't know if I'm with complete confidence that has never happened to me.
It was wild. Listen, I heard the branch snap, and then I went, oh, wait. And then I just plummeted. And then I was in the water, and I was like, gross. And then I was like, oh, my God, Florida's known for having gators. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Colin, what do you think is the worst fall you've taken?
The worst fall I've taken?
I jumped off a roof and concussed myself.
I literally fell and skidded across a bridge in Disney in the rain.
There was a man, the man that saw her fall went, oh my god, are you okay? And I ran back and I said, get the fuck up! And I grabbed her and we kept
literally
running.
We were with someone else as well.
It was
and
Evan,
he kept walking. No,
it was Kenneth?
It was Jacob.
Jacob!
And he kept walking, and then Ashley sees me fall, skid, and then she turns around and she goes, oh no. And then she runs back and picks me up. She's like, we've gotta go.
And there's like a stranger following her, and he goes, oh my god, are you okay? And I'm like, not now.
But I skidded so far, like it ripped over my leggings,
she
like on my
like
knee, and it was bad.
She was like, meow, down the bridge.
I'm sure I've had worse falls, but I can, there's only one fall that's ever really stuck with me. And it's because I was riding my bike on the street, and then we had like this really thick chopped tree piece of like chunk of tree, like chunk a Minecraft block chunk of tree, and we had it on its side, and we had put two wood planks over it, so we were kind of like doing tricks off of it, riding bikes. I was younger, so I didn't really like, I didn't really have the physique and to hold the entire bike up in the air. But my brothers were going off of it left and right, and I was like, I could do this. So then we're going, and then I'm like, all right, I got this. I know what I'm doing. I know how to ride a bike. And I go off of it, and as I fly off of the top, the entire bike just tilts on its side. And I'm now horizontal midair. And I land and scraped the absolute crap out of my knee.
Oh, no.
Do you know what my worst fall was?
Tell us. Tell us.
I was on a couch on my back.
What?
And
how do you? Okay, go ahead.
Listen. I was on my back and just watching a movie or something. And then I don't know what happened, but I went to like put both my palms on the floor and I twisted and I fell on my knees. And I hit my funny bone on my knees.
Did you laugh?
No.
Was it funny?
I cried.
Everybody else did.
There was no one else there. It was just me, and I was on the floor in agonizing pain.
You were like, how old were you? Were you very small? Were you I'm going to die. Seven or eight? My mom's going to find my body next to the sofa.
I was like 7 or 8, and I fucking hurt.
You're just going through all the scenarios in your head. You're like, this is it, guys. This is it. What's the pose they're going to find me in?
I go through like the 7 stages of grief when I fall.
Hold on.
I'm like in denial.
It didn't hurt.
It didn't happen. It doesn't hurt.
I legit usually fall in front of people, never really alone. So yeah. I just get up and I'm like, I'm fine. But I like legit.
There has to be an audience.
To get to the first step.
I need to know, Isaiah. What's your worst fault? Isaiah, you look like you're pretty active. So yeah, like
I feel like
your fall would be gnarly.
I feel like I'm a pretty steady individual. I don't have many falls in my history book. And when I do, usually they're by myself, which I think is funny. And when they're in front of other people, I'm like, well, that was embarrassing. But there is one time that I remember falling, and I must have scarred me because I still remember.
Oh my god.
I think I was either like at the end of elementary school or like the beginning of middle school, in that range of age,
in that beautiful little pocket.
Yeah. And I was at school when it happened, and I was at the playground, and praying as kids do. And
Isaiah and I might have a similar story.
Maybe. And on this playground, there's like two playgrounds, and it's connected kind of like by platforms that you can walk across. Huh. And if you walk across platforms, you get to the other side of the playground. And if you walk back, you get back to the side that you were on. But on these platforms were like poles that would go all the way through. So you could hold onto the poles while walking on the platform if you wanted to. And at the top of the pole is a giant bar that keeps it all, that goes from one playground to the other playground, connecting the two, so that way the poles don't move as like reinforcement and whatnot.
Yeah.
So being the child, it's always the most fun to be the highest you could possibly go. So I climbed to the very top of these platform pole things. So I was sitting on the bar that connects the two at the highest point. And I'm like, this is great. I'm just going to sit up here and chill. I'm going to talk to my friends while they're scattered around the playground, all sitting in different areas. And I'm just going to talk to my friends up here. And I don't remember what the cause of me, like,
it was a mutiny.
Like,
screaming.
I was talking to somebody, but I must have been so engaged in the conversation.
It was a mutiny.
I didn't feel myself start to slip.
Oh,
but
no.
I start to slip off. And I'm going to say it's probably at least a 12 to 14 foot drop. It was tall.
And a kid's playground.
Damn.
Yeah.
Listen, as a child,
no kid is supposed to be up
here.
Like, no kid's supposed to be up there. That's just, that is strictly for like functionality. You're not supposed to climb that.
Support.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I started slipping. I didn't realize it until it was too late. And when I slipped off, I somehow turned my body so that way I was facing kind of like the sky and my back was aimed at the ground.
So and all you saw while you fell was the sky?
Yeah, because I turned around to try and grab one of the poles before I hit the floor.
You're like, I'm falling 7 stories. You can't tell me otherwise.
Yeah. So when I was falling, I turned to try and grab one of the poles to stop myself from falling. Yeah. But I missed the pole and my back hit the platform.
Oh!
And I was out of breath for like 5 minutes.
Oh, and all my ridiculousness.
They were like, hey, are you okay? I'm like, I can't breathe.
Not the wind
out of you. The worst feeling, like when you get hit so hard, like you feel like you can't breathe.
Listen,
like there was
yeah.
this one time I got hit and all I could do was breathe in. I couldn't breathe out. So I was just like, and I was like, I don't know. I can't. And then I went to my mom. She's like, what's wrong with you? And I couldn't say anything because I couldn't breathe out. But I was like, this is how I go. This is it. This is the
end. Like, I love you. Listen, I also have my, I think when I think back on all my falls and all of my incidents, I think similarly mine happened very young and quite easily, quite quickly put, I basically was playing with my friends because as a little tomboy, little girl, I always played with the little boys. So we were all like doing monkey bar tricks, right? We were like, oh, I can jump to this one. I can jump. And then one of the taller guys was like, I can jump to the fourth one. I was like, I can do that. Sweaty palms. And so I fucking dolphin dive. I porpoise for this goddamn fourth bar and I miss. And then, well, no, I don't miss. I grab it, and then I swing my body, so now my feet are like...
It's the momentum for you horizontally, and then you let go.
It was my sweaty palms.
I was getting ready to rap battle, and I wasn't
ridiculous,
ready.
Ridiculousness video, then, like,
no, I didn't scorpion. I did not scorpion. But I go, and then I'm horizontal to the ground, and everything goes slow-mo, and I'm like, this is it. I'm like... goodbye world. And then I go boom on the floor and I can't breathe and I turn bright red and the gym teacher, this is elementary school, I'm like maybe I don't know 7 also, and then I'm over here and I can't breathe, I'm turning like red, I'm like bright red, the teacher runs over, she goes, Ashley, are you okay? And I go and then the boys are like, she tried it in the monkey bar and she fell. And these guys, these other children are crying because they think I'm dying. Okay. So I'm like, don't I'm tearing up. And then my friends are like, oh, she's dying. She can't breathe. I'm like, And then the teacher's like, she's like, okay, look at me. You're going to put your arms up and you're going to hold your head and then you're going to breathe. I was like,
that teacher don't know what she's doing. She's
like something, she didn't know what the fuck she was doing. She was like, maybe if I open her lungs. And I'm over here like, I'm grudging out. I'm like literally about to be the grudge. I'm just like, and then.
Remember, kid.
Is there, are you ready for these stories to be happening with you being the teacher?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Because I'm going to be laughing.
And you have concept for the podcast.
She literally looked like she was panicking, and I was panicking because she's panicking. I'm like, you're the one that's supposed to help me. I'm like, and then I finally start breathing, and then she's like, Ashley, we're going to the nurse. And I was like, I didn't come back for like a little bit, and then my friends were like in class still crying apparently because I came back and they were like, Ashley, just crying, and I was like, but that one fucked me up.
Speaking of monkey bars,
and they were like, should we call your mom? And I was like, she ain't going to answer.
Speaking of monkey bars, have you guys been on any recently?
Oh no, I don't want to talk about it.
No. Recently, I would say within the past 6 months, yes.
Yes! I'm more of a swing guy.
And have you been able to do
I like the teeter-totter.
I'm going to say I haven't.
Did you realize it was a lot harder than it used to be?
No, I can do it.
The
monkey bars I come across are so low to the ground that I just I can't physically do it from the standpoint of my height.
Yeah, I have to tuck my legs in as if I'm doing a pull-up and then walk across.
Listen, I used to be so fucking strong, and I could do it before, but after getting hit by that motherfucker, now I'm not as strong as I used to be. So I went, and I was like, I really want to climb some monkey bars, and I'm telling Chris, and we went, and I grabbed on, and I fell. And I was like, what? And then I'm trying to hold myself up, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? And I'm not having a Baja Blast. I'm like, I'm pissed. Because I'm like, I can't do it. And then Chris is like, let's play. Let's not play. He's like, how about we try climbing the tower over there? And I was like, I can climb the tower.
I used to climb the tower.
Speaking of what Kenneth said about swings, he's more of a swing guy. I had my heart or my childhood broken by this by a specific set of swings. When I was in Canada, we took like this tour, but like this tour bus thing that drops you off at a couple of places on the way to the Niagara Falls. And I'm like, sick, that's dope, let's do it. So, you know, we did that whole cool thing, and I brought us like a little town. And at this town, we found the park. And we're like, oh my God, look, swings, playground and all that stuff. I'm like, let's just run through it really quick on our destination to wherever we're walking. So we get to this playground. I mean, we get to this swing set, and I was with my friend Robert, and he was like, how far do you think we can get? Do you think we can get to like the edge of this, like the edge of like the sand where it turns into grass?
Jumping off the swings?
Yeah. And I'm like, it's that far. I'm like, absolutely we can. There's no way we couldn't. It's really not that far. So we start swinging hardest.
Have you seen how tall I am? I just gotta lay down.
We're swinging our hardest. I'm about to do a 360 on the swing set. And I shoot myself off at the highest point, and I go forward like a total of 5 feet. And when I came back down, I thought I flew. I thought I was flying. And when I came back down, I realized I only got half the distance that I needed, and I was just so distraught. Where I'm like, absolutely not, Robert, we have to try again. So we did it like 6 more times, where I was just letting go at different angles, and I could not reach.
One of these has to do it. This has to work.
And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me. I'm this big. We're going this speed. I'm shooting myself off. How am I not re- like my childhood was destroyed? Like I felt like when I was a child, I could have made that easy.
You're like, Robert, wait here. I've got to go figure out physics.
Yeah, for real. Seriously,
I was just 4 years in college taking physics classes.
Robert's still on the swing. I know now. He's like, I've been being fed by the neighborhood children.
Neither one of us could get it, and it just and your eyes, it just looks like that's such an easy task to accomplish. Like, how couldn't you do it?
And then I want to admit something to you, Isaiah. I can't do it. I can't jump off swings. I've had some bad juju with swings, and I've twisted both my ankles after one jump, and I have never been able to do it again.
The only thing that was twisted was my pride.
Every time I get on a swing and I'm going a little too hardcore, my upper body's like, we ain't letting go of this bitch. And I'm like, okay, whatever you say, man.
No, I used to like be able to jump off as a kid, but as an adult now, I'm like, dang, you're really fearless then. Now you've got a lot of fear.
You're like, whenever you ask your parents when you're a kid, like, come play with me. And they're like, no. Now you understand.
Yeah.
Now you get it. Like, you're like, they don't. They
it's
saw,
not that they don't
hurt.
Want to.
They were hurt.
It's that they can't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't have any, like, playroom.
Do you not have any jungle gym stories?
No, I mean, you see, I liked the swings and pretty much everything else. I was like, nah.
You like, fuck the rest of that.
Yeah, I would play, like, basketball or four square, but then one day, like, the basketball hit my finger one time.
You were
really,
like, nah, I quit.
Like, yeah,
I'm
it
tired.
Got, like, jammed. You know what I mean? And I was like, no, basketball isn't for me. So I more did, like, four square like ran around and talked to my friends or went on the swings.
I like that.
Yeah. You know, that's what I did.
Anybody else with any traumatic jungle gym stories?
Well, I didn't have a traumatic disorder, but
I got my brother. Okay.
Sorry, not disorder. Sorry.
At me, bitch.
But
at me.
There was a kid, back in my elementary school in.
I think he's talking about Chris.
No, back in my elementary school in Claremont, his name was Giovanni. He was running around, and he tripped so bad that he broke his ankle.
Oh my god!
Wait! Did you see the bone? Because I have a story about seeing the bone.
I didn't look. I just saw him fall, and his foot was facing the wrong way.
Ew.
And he was just face down on the floor, and he wouldn't get up. And
imagine he couldn't. Okay, I don't think it was a choice.
No, but he just wouldn't get up. So he was just face down, and he wasn't turning around, and his face was like in the dirt. So we're like, oh shit, this guy's dead. So the teachers came running down,
I can't look. He's like, if I look, it's real.
I remember that the teachers came running down, and like 5 minutes later, a helicopter came and lifted him up and took him to the hospital. Yeah,
he was concussion.
Yeah, they don't take broken bones.
Listen.
So I'm like,
no. Let me tell you.
But now I'm thinking about that helicopter bill because I know that was expensive.
Let me tell you a story. Okay, back in Texas when I was in fifth grade, and I remember it prominently. There was this kid that, like, we were all playing tag or something. So at my elementary school, we had a tire swing and all that stuff. So I'm pushing my friends on the tire swing, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go. And as I'm walking, this guy's like running around playing tag. And so what had happened was there used to be a pole sticking out of the ground that had, like, I guess it was like a sign. What is that thing that you hit the ball and it's on a string? Tether ball. It had a tether ball, but they removed it, but they didn't fill in the hole. So this kid fell so perfectly on that hole that he broke his bone. It came out of his skin and it was sticking out into that hole. And so he's screaming. I'm looking at him. I'm screaming. And then I'm going, this carpenter! And then me and all the other kids are screaming. And then they run out. They see his bones out. They're like, oh, no! So our recess area was right next to the library. Like, literally, the library was, like, there. Like, if you threw something, you hit the library. And so a librarian comes running out because she hears what's going on with a rolly chair. They put the boy on the rolly chair, and then they rolly chair emergency him to the front desk. There was no helicopter for this kid. His bone was sticking out. And I was like, why did y'all take so much time?
It's Texas. They just said to rub a little dirt on it.
It was terrible. We saw his bone sticking out. We didn't see him for the rest of the year. We saw him when we got to middle school. We literally saw him like 3 months into middle school, and I was like, oh my god, like, what was his name? I think it was like Trey or something. I was like, oh my god, Trey. And he was like, I'm on crutches. It was a whole thing, but he was good. He had a gnarly scar though. Like, his whole bone was out.
I got hurt a lot, but I've never broken a bone.
I've never broken a bone.
Yeah, same. Never broken a bone once.
Thankfully.
Zoe's broken a bone. No. You fractured a bone. No.
You got your foot run over by a car.
Yeah, and it didn't break.
I thought it fractured.
I'm sturdy.
I'm
unbreakable.
Yeah, I got my foot run over by a car and didn't break.
You know, they've made movies about people like me. Unbreakable. Invincible. You hear it all the time. You just didn't know I was part of it.
They ran over my foot, and then I started screaming. So then they stopped the car on my foot.
And she was like, what's going on?
And I couldn't form words. And then my mom looked down, and she was like, oh my god, the car is on her foot. And then my sister, like, they were like, wait, how do we do this? Like, do we keep going or no?
Move forward!
And then, but I didn't break any bones.
They're like, so, no, leave I it mean, there. Wait till the doctor gets here. Is it like a stab? Do we not touch it?
I can't do this. No, I didn't break any bones. All I remember, like, feeling is intense pressure. Like, even when the car got off my foot, it's just intense pressure.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can feel it, and I'm not even, you know.
The craziest thing about that story is, almost scene for scene, the very exact same thing happened to Priscilla's sister.
Stop! She got her foot run over.
She definitely fractured her bone in her foot.
Oh, drink my milk, girl.
No, she's not hardy. She's not hardy.
She's not invisible.
She's not invisible.
No. I remember screaming in the middle of that Target parking lot and people like looking over and they're like, are
you hear that, Target? You better sponsor her. She's got a missing toe. No, she doesn't.
I don't.
But we can make that happen if you want that to happen.
You can spice up the story.
Listen, the only foot story I have is when I sliced off the entire bottom of my foot trying to protect my cat. And there was blood everywhere. Friendly tip, if you're ever bleeding a lot, coffee grounds. It'll stop it. Just put whatever part of you is injured in coffee grounds. It'll stop it. I was missing the entire bottom of my foot.
Coffee grounds.
Got it. Yeah.
It's all in here. It's all in here.
Listen, as kids, you take these hits. When I look back on all the hits I've taken as a kid, I'm like, how am I alive?
I think of like,
yeah, I haven't taken that many.
I don't know how I'm gonna be a parent. Like,
you just see Charles fall off the roof. You're like, oh no, buddy, oh no. And he gets up, he's like, oh wow, and then he runs away.
I'm sure I'll make the right choices after the fact, but they're gonna be in so much pain than their child.
No, I think like I was the third child out of all of like my siblings, my mom was more like, oh, she fell. Oh, she'll be okay.
Your mom's like, she fell.
And then I'm like, Mom, I hurt my hand. And like, she would legit smack it and be like, you're all good. She's like, unless I see a bone or you're like profusely bleeding, you're good.
I think the only child here, the only child is Isaiah that grew up only childish, right?
But you see, the thing is, you have a trial and error method.
I don't think my kid can afford that many concussions.
Oh, you have the second one.
You let the first one take the hits.
And then you're like,
that didn't work.
Let's run it back one more time.
You're like, hey, Jeffy, it's okay. I guess you can take the training wheels off your bike. And you're like, ah, no, force too soon.
But even then, As more children come across, the less and less strict parents get. Because what was it? My brother got like a freaking Harry Potter scar on his forehead. But he got it at such an early life that it was able to heal up better as a child than it would have as an adult.
Better than Harry Potter's.
Yes. So what happened was my brothers were at one of their friends' birthday parties at elementary, like when they were younger, from one of their friends on the baseball team. And my dad was there. I was not there. But I saw the aftermath and the effect. And the smallest one, Santiago, was like, I want to jump on this pogo stick. And my brother was like, no.
What an invention pogo is.
Let's go play basketball first, and then we'll come and do this after. And the Santiago said, okay, sure. Him and Emmanuel go to play basketball, but Santiago's like, at some point, changes his mind, is like, no, I'm going to go jump on that pogo stick.
So he
jumps on the pogo stick. What happens? The pogo stick kicks out from underneath him. Forehead first into the concrete.
Oh no!
And this boy was crying so hard.
You were like, he's dying.
But not because he had a gash in his forehead where you could see his skull. But because he broke the tip of his finger.
Abracadabra!
He said so hard, he couldn't feel it. The only thing he could feel or notice was his finger hurting.
That's like a major pain.
I get all the way to the hospital because we the hospital. And I look at the floor and I'm like, child, what is wrong with you? What
I told you to wait.
You could have waited 5 minutes. And he's like, hey, look, I broke my finger. I'm like, there's a gash in your forehead.
I can see bone. I see bone.
I see your brain, man.
I called him Harry Potter for like 6 months. Healed up. And then after it healed up, like you can't even notice that it's there now.
Oh my god.
That's crazy.
I love that. Chicks love scars. What?
What was that last one?
You broke.
Moral of the story is don't go pogo sticking.
I have only pogo sticked once, and I hit myself in the titty, and then I was like, "Yep, I'm done." I was like, "This ain't it for me, baby."
If you get a pogo stick, I think you need to. I think you need to not go cheap.
Yeah,
you gotta get that $4,000 pogo. You're trying to pogo, or you're trying to pogo?
Some nice pogo sticks, and they look awesome. I wanted to pogo stick for a long time.
I don't live fear, so like those pogo sticks, the what are those called? Hoverboards.
I've always wanted a hoverboard.
I fear scooters hitting my ankle more than I fear any of those items.
That's why I also don't do scooters.
I guess the closest I've had was a ripstick. You guys remember ripstick?
I love ripsticks.
Oh, ripstick.
If you, ladies and gentlemen, if you can send me a ripstick. Much appreciated.
Nobody said
daring thing that I did was go on a skateboard and I like fell off of it and really hard fall.
I'm pretty sure I brought this up before, but yeah, me and Chris have definitely catapulted skateboards at each other while riding a bike by accident.
Oh yeah, I remember this story.
Good old bungee cords always do the trick.
I've never I didn't until we started playing Pokemon Go. I had never ridden a skateboard. I only knew how to ripstick and the other one that was out there. There was like this wavy one.
You guys never had the like skateboards that have like a scooter handle sticking up out of them?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, I had a scooter and I fucked up my ankle a bunch of times.
I got fucked up ankles now. I'm coming for you, scooter skate.
Oh, you know what I did have though that I loved? Heelys.
Yeah. I fucking loved Heelys.
I had Heelys. I fell so many times in Costco, but I didn't care because it was the best place.
Costco was too expensive for me. It was always Walmart.
I never fell in my Heelys. However, I was harassed by my third grade teacher every time I wore them, and he was like, "Are those Heelys, Elizabeth?" And I was like, "My name's Ashley." And then he was like, "Take them off." And I was like, "The wheels aren't even in them." And like, it was a whole fucking thing.
No, I remember everybody knew Costco would be like a good place because it's all like glazed concrete.
It's the best
place.
And
it doesn't really have a lot of cracks. And then Costco caught on and they made signs that said you weren't allowed to do Heelys in there.
Have you ever hated Costco? Those signs are probably gone by now, you know, we can restart
this trend.
Let's get some Heelys.
Honestly, it's already
I miss roller skating. Roller skating was one of my favorite things when I was younger. I used to be really good. Now I'm fucking.
All you gotta do
know.
Is get them blades, baby.
Get some blades.
Get them blades. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. It wasn't until I was probably like 14 that I used like the four roller skates.
That's
like
what
the,
I started with.
The two
I didn't
started
know
with
roller skates. Twos, yeah.
I always used just roller blades.
I only knew how to use roller blades when they were like, "Oh, here's roller skates." I was like, "Nah, bitch, nah."
Yeah, I learned both at the same time. So I did skates first and then blades just because my mom gave me her skates and then I just had blades. So I would literally alternate and I just got really good at it. And then they broke.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, and the brake got wasted. Like it was gone. There was no brake. Once I was rolling, I was gone.
That's the first thing you take off when you get rolled blades.
No,
stopping. There's only go.
I had to go on. I had to run when I was like, "Fuck, I have to break." I would run onto the grass and then run sideways so I can fucking slow down. Oh my god, it sucked. I remember falling one time and I scraped my chest.
Maybe one of these days we'll do podcast on roller skate.
Yeah, we'll podcast roller skate and then we'll review the rink we're at.
Oh, before we finish.
I hope you did
hold on to the back of a car while roller skating one time.
I fucked everything up.
I had to do that for my boosted board. Because my boosted board, there was a time period where I didn't really use it too much just because I didn't have the time to use it. But then when I wanted to use it, it was so dead that charging it wouldn't work. Because the battery was depleted. That the only way to bring the battery back to life for it to be able to start charging
properly was to have it run.
So I threw it on my mom's treadmill for like 30 minutes just to see if, you know, the wheels consistently moving would get that charge back in it, in the battery.
Yeah.
That didn't really work. So I had Priscilla drive the Tesla and I held onto the back of the car with me on the boosted board. And I told her to go around the neighborhood. And I'm like, you don't have to go that fast. Go like 5 miles. She took a turn, and I guess she just decided to go quickly and just push on. And I'm banging on the trunk, trying to tell her to slow down. And she's listening to music, so she can't even hear me banging. Are you trying to kill me? We just needed to get around the neighborhood in one circle. We didn't have to.
Did you purposely choose to do it in the Tesla so that you could record yourself?
Oh, with no.
With all those little cameras?
I just chose to do it because I don't think Priscilla had her car here. I think it was one of those days that I picked her up. That was the only option that we had. But yeah, no. by the time I got back to my house, finally being able to let go of the car, my arms were shaking from how they were shaking from how hard I had to try, because there's no wing or anything on the car.
It was the trauma.
It's literally my hand palmed onto the trunk and hoping that the sweat between my hands and the trunk would stick onto it. But needless to say, it worked. I was able to charge up my boosted board and I ran.
So proud of you.
But man.
Innovation.
Yeah.
The innovation, the ingenuity, the you know what? You're the new Elon. You're the new Elon, baby.
But with that being said, in Elon Musk's name, I do believe we've concluded our story time.
Yes.
Our painful memories.
Your entertainment.
Yes.
So with that, I do bid you a good night, good morning, bye. Good afternoon. Whatever time you decide to listen to this at.
Yeah, up to
just
you.
Just have a good time.
I'll miss you.
Exactly.
Bye.
Keep your kids safe, guys. Keep your kids safe.
Yeah, keep them safe.
Keep them concussed.